USA Radio News.
Today, the neighbor of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who attacked him outside his home last year, was sentenced to 30 days in federal prison. The attack was over yard debris that Paul repeatedly stacked near the line between their two properties. Also today, a federal judge ordered Paul Manafort to await trial in jail after prosecutors charged him with witness tampering. The president was also asked about Manafort.
You know, Paul Manafort worked for me for a very short period of time. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for John McCain, or his firm did. He worked for me, what, for 49 days or something?
Tom Brady sat down for an interview with Oprah Winfrey, and it's a conversation that involves some topics that you don't usually get to hear Brady talk about.
I love having the, you know, to come home to someone that engages me every night, you know. She makes me laugh. Oh, my God.
You can catch that entire interview on Sunday on Oprah's network at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
The sexual misconduct allegations against a longtime TV journalist did not come out overnight. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Washington Post investigative reporters Erin Carmen and Amy Britton were honored on Thursday at the 12th annual Newhouse School Syracuse University Mirror Awards for their reporting on years of sexual misconduct perpetrated by Charlie Rose. Carmen noted it took 7 years from when she heard the first tip about Rose's sexual misconduct and harassment to when the Post story was published. The awards also honored journalistic work, including investigations by the New York Times and the New Yorker that focused on the Harvey Weinstein story. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States is expected to withdraw from the UN's Human Rights Council. That's according to a new report out today. The council begins a 3-week session in July, and the United States has always had some issues due to their perceived bias against Israel. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump's attempts to boost domestic metal production by imposing tariffs on countries could actually make your booze more expensive. Derek Sissons, a former Marine and founded the company America Bourbon, that's made right here in the United States. He talks about how his bourbon will not be affected by some of the tariffs.
We sell strictly domestically, so, you know, we don't have to, you know, we're not at a place in time right now where we really need to worry about those kind of tariffs. But, obviously, it's going to affect the companies that you just mentioned, and somebody's going to have to pay for those tariffs somewhere down the line. Like I said, I don't know if that's going to be passed on to the American consumer, but like I said, if that's the case, it's certainly going to benefit smaller distillers such as myself that are just selling domestically.
Sisson also says this is a great time to give his bourbon a try.
Really proud of the quality, veteran-owned, made right here in the good old USA, South Carolina, made by American citizens, and get out and try it. I think it's a fantastic product, along with a lot of the other smaller craft domestic distillers out there.
Apple is expected to release 3 new iPhone models coming up this September. Now, one of them will use the lower-cost LCD screen, mainly to keep the price down. Electronic manufacturers are saying that Apple expects a lower-cost model to be the most popular as well. As usual, lower cost is relative when it comes to Apple, as that phone is still expected to be in that $500 to $600 range. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.